With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a popular McDonald's item is off the menu.
Quarter pounders are now off the menu at one-fifth of McDonald's from Oklahoma to Idaho. The CDC says E. coli linked to quarter pounders got at least 49 people sick in 10 states. One person died. A preliminary FDA investigation suggests fresh slivered onions served raw on quarter pounder hamburgers are likely the source of the contamination. McDonald's also serves raw slivered onions on one of its breakfast sandwiches, but that isn't available in the impacted states. Other burgers like the Big Mac use diced cooked onions. McDonald's says it's searching for a new regional supplier for fresh onions. I'm Ed Donahue.
With only 13 days left before the presidential election, former President Donald Trump visited Zebulon, Georgia today. Trump says the world's on the verge of another global war.
We're not going to have World War III. We're closer to World War III right now than we have been ever, maybe, ever. And that will be a war like no other because the power of the weaponry, nuclear weapons, the power is, it's indescribable and you don't even want to think about it.
Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee, will appear on CNN in a town hall meeting this evening. Turkey's Air Force has struck Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria in an apparent retaliation for an attack at a key state-run defense company that killed five people and injured more than 20 others. The defense ministry said more than 30 targets were destroyed in the aerial offensive without providing details on the locations that were hit. The strike came hours after suspected Kurdish militants set off explosives and opened fire at the aerospace and defense company TUSAS. This is SRN News. Abortion is a litmus test for a lot of Americans.
A new study released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 41% of adults say they will only vote for a candidate who shares their views on abortion. 56% of Democrats say this, as do 36% of Republicans and 35% of Independents. Meanwhile, the report indicates that 62% of Americans want to see abortion remain legal in all or most cases. That includes 86% of Democrats and 40% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is doing all he can to convince Floridians to reject a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. DeSantis says if abortion is added to the Constitution, that's forever. You really have zero chance of ever changing it. The Florida ballot measure is one of 10 similar ones across the country, but the campaign over it is the most expensive so far. This is SRN News. Wall Street is now on a losing streak.
Stocks fell on Wall Street again as the market pulled further below the record highs it set last week. The S&P 500 sank 0.9% Wednesday. That was the third loss in a row for the benchmark index, the first time that's happened since early September. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 409 points. That's about 1%. Losses for several big tech stocks weighed on the market, including Nvidia and Apple. That helped pull the NASDAQ Composite down 1.6%. The stock market has been feeling pressure this week from rising Treasury yields. Higher yields in the bond market make borrowing money more expensive across the economy. That works by pushing rates higher on mortgages and other kinds of loans. Seth Sutel, New York.
Tesla's third quarter net income rose 17.3% compared with a year ago as its quarterly electric vehicle sales rose for the first time this year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.